Welcome to Dateline RIT with Mike Safran.
Dateline RIT, February 8, 2007. The website RateMyProfessors.com was recently on the minds of a couple RIT marketing professors from RIT's E. Philip Saunders College of Business, but mainly because a reporter from Rochester Business Journal asked them about it for an article appearing in the newspaper's February 2nd edition. Assistant Professor of Marketing Neil Hare sees both positive and negative qualities.
The most important form of feedback is likely to come at the very end of a course, when we've got forms and procedures in place to ensure that students have a sort of fair way of reporting on their experience with an instructor. But I think it's always nice to offer multiple outputs for encouraging feedback, and Rate My Professors is of course really quite a good one for doing that, because it allows a student over a period of time to be a little more reflective of the process that they've been through. It's always nice to have a look and see how well you're doing in the classroom. It can be quite humorous. For instance, they recently put me down as hot, which is rather nice, so my wife thought that was rather amusing. But it's always nice to get that kind of additional feedback and just know how well you're doing. But of course, that all has to be taken with a pinch of salt, because self-selective bias is a real problem here. You're either going to get those guys that really, really like you and enjoyed the experience coming on and saying wonderful things, or you're going to get those that absolutely hated the experience for one reason or another. But sometimes it's nice to get that negative feedback as well as the positive feedback. It's always nice to get feedback of any kind, whether it's good or bad.
That's RIT's Neil Hare on the website RateMyProfessors.com. And fellow RIT marketing professor Gene Fram views the site as simply a new way of gathering students' feedback.
Although we're using new technology, it is really an old-fashioned system for collecting information. And there are many other ways of doing it. For example, you can take anonymous reviews with your class, or you can bring in an outside monitor to talk to the class or conduct a focus group with the class. In my opinion, if faculty don't already have the information, which might appear on a blog or on a website, then they're really not doing their job.
That's RIT marketing professor Gene Fram talking about the website RateMyProfessors.com.
This is University News Director Paul Stella. Two of Western New York's hottest hockey teams are joining forces, and it should make for one very special night at Ritter Ice Arena. The RIT Tigers host Buffalo Sabres Night on Friday, February 16th, featuring special guest Derek Roy. Roy is in his second season playing center for the Sabres, who, by the way, lead the point standings in the National Hockey League's Eastern Conference. Roy will be available for autographs, and the Sabres mascot, Sabretooth, will be there as well to greet fans. At 7 p.m., the Tigers, who, by the way, lead the Atlantic Hockey Association in only their second season of Division I competition, face off against Mercyhurst. Check out the February 8th issue of News and Events for information on advance sale tickets. Go Sabres and go Tigers. This is Paul Stella.
On the RIT campus this week, Chief Communications Officer Bob Finnerty with news about a new RIT PhD program and an update on the RIT presidential search. And News and Events Managing Editor Vianna Carballo with more of this week's top stories.
This is Bob Finnerty. Our school colors may be orange and brown, but RIT is arguably one of the most colorful universities in the world. RIT will offer a new doctorate degree in color science this fall, the first of its kind in the nation. The program is an extension of the existing graduate program offered by the Munsell Color Science Laboratory and RIT's Chester F. Carlson Center for Imaging Science. Students will learn how to address problems in the measurement, production, formulation, reproduction, and perception of color. Color science joins three other programs at the doctorate level at RIT: imaging science, microsystems, and computing and information sciences. Also on the RIT campus, RIT is getting closer to hiring its ninth president. The presidential search committee has narrowed the field of more than 100 candidates to just a select few. Up to five candidates will visit campus. Each candidate will participate in two open forums on campus. To find out about times and locations for the forums and read candidate biographies, keep checking www.rit.edu/presidential-search. After 15 years of service to RIT, President Simone will retire June 30th. This is Bob Finnerty on the RIT campus.
This is News and Events Managing Editor Vianna Carballo. In the current issue of News and Events, RIT's National Technical Institute for the Deaf has been awarded $1.1 million from the Nippon Foundation to expand its leading role in improving education and career opportunities for deaf people around the world. Deaf students attending specific colleges across the globe will continue to benefit through improved curriculum, new technology, multimedia labs, and trained faculty. Also in the current issue of News and Events, read about a group of RIT women making a difference in the community by helping to build homes for Flower City Habitat for Humanity. The seven faculty and staff members helped build a home in Rochester's Susan B. Anthony Square historic neighborhood. And three faculty members from RIT's School of Print Media, Twyla Cummings, Francisca Fry, and Patricia Source, have been named to endowed professorships. Read more about these stories and other RIT news in the February 8th issue of News and Events. This is Vienna Carvalho on the RIT campus.
And for a moment, back to our two experts who earlier critiqued the website ratemyprofessors.com. It's their turn now to rate this podcast and Vienna Carvalho. Dr. Fram?
Well, you asked me to rate Vienna, and having worked with her for a number of years, there's only one grade I can give her, and that's an A. For the podcast, also an A.
And how about you, Dr. Hare?
Well, I think this podcast is hot. I'd give it several chili peppers. It's the hottest thing I've participated in quite some time. And I'd certainly give Vienna a hot chili pepper as well, because if I can have one, everybody can have one.
Well, thanks very much, both of you, for those ratings. This has been Dateline, RIT, February 8, 2007. I'm Mike Safran, alongside Vienna Carvalho, a chili pepper for sure, on the RIT campus.
For more on these stories and other RIT news, visit www.rit.edu/news. Dateline RIT is produced by RIT University News Services.